Proclamation number 8159 of 25th of April, 1962. Intensified fight against the light. Where there is light, there is also obviously recognizable the activity of my adversary who wants to extinguish the light. There is a great spiritual battle of darkness against light on earth. The earth is in darkness, but time and again my love lets little lights shine in order to help people out of the darkness of night into the light of day. And you must know that the Prince of Darkness tries to compress it so that his activity will not be recognized. But the light of truth exposes him. In the light of truth his shameful activity is recognized and people try to avoid his influence. And this always means the loss of souls to me, who will likewise be recognized by them in the light of truth and then also gain souls in order not to lose them again forever. The battle of darkness against the light rages with such fierceness as you are unable to comprehend. And my bearers of light are particularly attacked by him and his dark servants, and every effort is made to prevent you, my bearers of light, from spreading the light. Every effort is made to extinguish the light so that you shall sink back into darkness yourselves and once again fall prey to him. But he will not succeed in this because I can only give the light to those who have turned to me of their own free will. Thus have separated themselves of their own free will from my adversary. And he no longer has any power over them. But I have the right and the power to protect them, and I will also do so against all his attacks. There is only a short time left until the end and increased vineyard work has to be done in order to still come to the aid of people who are willing to detach themselves from my adversary but who lack strength. The light from me, my word, which I myself convey to earth through servants willing to serve me, gives them the strength. Therefore everything should be done to supply them with this strength, which requires most diligent vineyard work and an everlasting acceptance of my word from above. And you can truly be certain that I will give you this strength to do so if you want to be active for me in this lost time before the end. You should let this faith revive in you that my strength will keep coming to you as long as I need you. Because not many faithful servants voluntarily place themselves at my disposal, and therefore I will bless everyone who offers himself to me to work in my vineyard. And even if it seems to you that strength is leaving you, come to me, your Father of Eternity, in all sincerity and ask me for the gift of strength. And truly, you will receive it and be able to work tirelessly for me and my kingdom. Let this faith come alive in you and pray to me, for then you will unite with me and my strength can flow into you, for I myself have given you the promise, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will refresh you. And so believe without doubt that I will strengthen you, for I love you and I want you to love me with all your heart, with all your soul. And thus resist the enemy of your souls who wants to prevent you from serving me and who places doubts in your heart which, however, are not allowed to find a place in your heart. But he will not let up in his fight against the light and will always hide behind those who have access to you so that you will become suspicious. But he works with cunning and trickery, and sometimes he also succeeds. But my light shines so strongly that it exposes his scheming and he achieves nothing. Therefore resist him when you are prompted to slacken your vineyard work. For then you will recognize the adversary who knows very well that he has not much time left. Every day is a lost day if you don't do vineyard work, and you yourselves should never be negligent. For obstacles are often enough placed in your way that it is impossible for you to work in my vineyard. But let your will always be directed towards serving me, and your will also always be blessed. For the time until the end is only short, but there are still many human souls in great need to whom you can bring help. Amen.